When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best / worst thing that could ever happen to Warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
What's up?
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
G'day.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So did you see too much Mad Max? Is that where the g'day came from?
It's Crocodile Dundee.
Oh. Well, let's not talk about that Aussie movie.
Okay.
We're going to talk instead about crowdfunding today.
Woohoo!
Where we can get maybe good things, you know, where we all give our money.
Shut up and take my money!
Pretty much, exactly. Let's start with the one well-known, Kickstarter. Nothing can go wrong when you fund a Kickstarter, right?
Well, I mean, I tell that to all the people who spent, like, thousands of dollars on products and never got anything out of them. You know, like, say from somebody who's like, yeah, hey, give me your money, I'll make a game, and instead decided to use all of the money to just move.
That would be bad.
Or like someone who makes a whole bunch of potato salad, right?
Yeah, there's people that take advantage of the system, too. Although, I mean, at least in that instance, he was like, I'm just going to make a bunch of potato salad. And people were like, yeah, here, have some money for that. And so those people, I mean, that's on them.
Yeah, was it a bad potato salad? If they ate the potato salad and got sick, then I feel like that would be a bad thing. But if it was just, here's a recipe for the potato salad that you paid a lot of money for, that would be okay, right? It wouldn't be the worst.
I mean, you gotta make some pretty amazing potato salad to get, I think they got $60,000.
How many people bought the potato salad, though? I don't want to fact check this. I'm just going to say that if it was a poisonous potato salad, that would be messed up. If you were tricking people and, like, combining bleach and ammonia under their sink when you're making potato salad and they make chlorine gas, that's unacceptable and Kickstarter should stop that.
Yes. So something I always think about when I am on Kickstarter, because I like to go to Kickstarter and look at projects. I don't back many. And part of why I don't back them is because you have to give these people your address to get stuff back. And there's always a part of me that sits there and wonders, like, what if they're creating a list?
Like, they are creating a list, Chrissy.
Like, but like a list for...
And spreadsheets.
Yes. And you know what you can do with spreadsheets?
Make lists.
You can add in the information that gives you, like, like a good map of geographical locations for where everybody lives, and you could just go on, you know, a very long drawn out spree of some sort, maybe with anthrax. Maybe they're sending me anthrax. Maybe they're going to show
poison potato salad.
Or poison potato salad, or showing up at my door and trying to sell me on their newly founded religion. I don't want to join.
Ding dong. Was that your doorbell, Chrissy?
Yeah.
Is there somebody there?
Oh, talking about people going around and asking you for money, GoFundMe.
GoFundMe you for what?
That's a thing where, you know, people put up their ideas of things they want to make and you fund them. It's called GoFundMe.
But what do you need funding for?
The last one I saw was a LARP village. That looked pretty cool.
Okay.
A LARP village?
A LARP village.
I have
to
admit,
all your fantasy LARPing.
Right now, I don't think anything ever could go wrong with that. That just sounds brilliant.
No.
I'm behind LARP village.
I can think of things that could go wrong, but I don't want to.
Exactly. I just want it to be the beautiful, happy place that my imagination wants to make it and say that nothing could ever go wrong there.
Mayor of LARP Village, if you're listening to this right now, be blessed. Be great in this world. Let nothing go wrong with your perfect place. Or we're going to come get you.
Well, I guess the worst thing that has happened is it didn't get funded.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That is horrible. That makes me really sad.
I'm picturing Mayor of LARP Village, like, with their tunic in the gutter and their pockets pulled out.
Aww. I guess that one of the worst things that can happen with GoFundMe is that you have, you know, a lot of people with legitimate causes that really actually need help or want help or are trying to find help for their friends for, you know, medical reasons or because somebody is, you know, having a hard time and is down on their luck, you know, maybe lost a job. And those get really overshadowed by just, like, the jerks of the world who create fake things to just scam people out of money. And so, I mean, you know, like your legitimate organization or your legitimate cause could just get totally overlooked because somebody's like, oh yeah, you know, I've got this fake disease that doesn't really exist, but give me your money to help cure it.
You know what would be great is if the worst thing that could happen for GoFundMe was like socialized medicine or socialized housing programs or mental health care. So the people that need this money to fix things that happens to everybody, you know, kind of regardless of their own fault, like cancer or, you know, baby problems or something with health for children and stuff that they can't afford, then all that stuff is solved beforehand with taxes so that GoFundMe has to stop working.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the worst thing that could happen, right? Is GoFundMe goes out of business and the poor people that started it are now destitute and in the streets. Like, that would be sad.
Well, but then there'd be the social programs that would help them out, right? And they wouldn't need to GoFundMe.
Exactly.
I'm fairly certain the word you were looking there would have been great as opposed to sad, because that would be a great thing to have in the world.
Oh, sorry, I get confused.
It happens. Indiegogo, it looks like it's a completely knockoff a Kickstarter.
It totally is, but I got a shotgun that kills flies off of it.
Oh, tell me more.
What?
It's like a super soaker for salt, and you put salt in it, and it's like a fly swatter, but it looks like a shotgun. It's called the Bug Assault. It's a horrible, horrible product, but it's hilarious.
I need one to be on my rocking chair, and I could yell at kids to get off my lawn and shoot them with the Bug Assault.
I feel so sad. You're not supposed to point
Bug Assault at small animals or people, Jeff.
I feel really sad for the bugs right now. That sounds like a horrible way to die. Just pulverized.
With salt? With in salt. Your wounds?
Oh my goodness.
It's theoretically quicker than, like, you know, smooshing them.
How so?
Because it's instant.
And squishing them isn't?
What?
How slow do you squish things, Jeremiah?
I'm not good with the fly swatter, which is why I got a fly shotgun. Stop judging me.
Don't need accuracy, just got a spray.
So, Indiegogo, to me, it kind of implies that it's, you know, maybe a hipster Kickstarter? Like, is that where the hipsters go kickstart their things?
It implies bad 60s music, too, but...
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's for independent developers.
60s Kickstarter.
Big old boots. Some disco malls.
Avocado everything.
Harvest gold.
I'm naturally distrustful of anybody who puts, like, too much product in their hair, so right now I'm picturing, like, greasers, possibly. And I just feel like these are not trustworthy people.
Hey, we want to fix up Grease Lightning. Head over to Indiegogo. Give us all your money. It'll be great for the homecoming drag race or whatever the plot of Grease was.
Sorry, I'm back to Mad Max and you said greasers. We're back to loving cars. So good.
Help fund our Half-Life 4 boys' leukemia treatment.
Help Larry and Barry go away.
Back at the blood bag level and you will receive...
universal healthcare.
Oh, see, that's great. Once again, we're back to something good. Like, you'll receive universal healthcare.
Shiny and chrome.
It'd be a lovely day. So, you caring, which is pretty much exactly what we've been talking about. You know, socially people coming together to give money for some kind of cause that people need help with. Nothing can go wrong with that, right?
Well, except you have to care to start with. If you send this to people who don't care, then I think your plan might fall apart.
Apathy is the opposite of what they're looking for.
Oh. And caring about people is dangerous. I mean, you letting yourself get emotionally involved in other people's lives, that is set up for disaster right there. Because you are putting yourself in a position of feeling things and having emotions, and that gets very complicated, especially when those are wrapped up in somebody else's, you know, lives and issues that you don't have any control over.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with cellulose, because we're back to vegetables having feelings and, you know, tasting delicious.
Oh, I had pad thai for dinner. I don't want to think about the vegetables in my pad thai being
bean
sad.
Bean sprouts.
Oh, good.
My back poor to sad bean then. Sprouts.
The lime all sectioned apart on top.
Oh.
Tofu, just estrogen crawling up in your mouth.
Never eating again.
That's a good plan.
Good job. Patreon. where you gotta become a patron. Like,
a minute. So can we start like a you caring for me, because I'm going to need some sort of medical attention when I'm no longer eating.
Well, we'll just feed you things that aren't like wouldn't have feelings, right? Like things that have been artificially created, or, you know, you said you like red meat. I mean, that's not a vegetable by any stretch of the imagination.
I'd help you, Chrissy, but I was recently told by someone that it's dangerous to care about people and help them, so I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fair. Patreon, you say?
I did. Were you going to become, like, you know, a noble patron, right? I mean, you got to feel good, you get stuff, they make stuff, and you only pay when they make stuff. It seems like it's a pretty good quid pro quo kind of moment.
I mean, I think that, you know, we're trying to harken back to the day of patrons and, you know, people like Da Vinci who had families who took care of them while they made their art. But the problem with that is that patrons always tended to be like the Medicis, who, you know, while we're cool with funding people's art, we're also cool with taking people's heads and livelihoods and futures. And I just feel like when you open that up, even online, like, I mean, this can be a recipe for disaster, right?
Umberto Medici has reached the $10,000 goal and will now be Pope.
Yeah, it's that. Patreon is going to cause
the anti-Pope to rise.
Yes.
If we reach $20,000, I will take 4 mistresses. Medici, back my Patreon now.
It's just a dangerous thing. Well, and you think about, you know, artists want to create art for themselves, but so often when you do set up a patron network, it stops being about the art you want to create and about the art that people are, you know, wanting you to create. And so having patrons is great, but what if one of those patrons is like, I will give you 10 grand every time you make art, but that art has to be very specific. Like, that artist is going to be grateful that they are making money and can do art, but it's not going to be the art necessarily that they want to make. And, you know, giving somebody that much power over your creativity, it's, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's wrong. Commercialism at its heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Money's a bad plan.
I mean, I think Patreon could be great. I just also think that, it could be the rise of the Dark Pope. The next Medicis could come because of Patreon. You never know.
And that's a good thing.
We can just start up some Borgia, like, counter Kickstarters, and then they can, like, fight each other. And we won't have to worry about it. They'll take each other out, and then we can do our own thing.
Like all good merchant princes do.
Yeah, the new Medicis will rise on Patreon, and then we'll, you know, kickstart and GoFundMe the opposition.
Oh, man, yeah. The Indiegogo City State falls before GoFundMe.
And Ukarian's just watching in the background. Too nice to join in.
They're like Switzerland.
Ukarian, the Switzerland of the crowdfunding sources.
Yeah, that.
Well, I think that's all the time we have tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Later, guys. You probably won't die tonight.
And you'll probably wake up tomorrow?
Maybe.
So uplifting. Thanks for joining.
Bye.
Bye.